that they will take care of you as long as you live. The dog liked this plan very well, and accordingly so it was managed. The wolf ran away with the child, a little way. The shepherd and his wife screamed out, but Sultan soon overtook him and carried the poor little thing back to his master and mistress. Then the shepherd patted him on the head and said, "Old Sultan has saved our child from the wolf, and therefore he shall live and be well taken care of and have plenty to eat. Wife, go home and give him a good dinner, and let him have my old cushion to sleep on as long as he lives." So from this time forward, Sultan had all that he could wish for. Soon afterwards, the wolf came and wished him joy and said, "Now, my good fellow, you must tell no tales, but turn your head the other way when I want to taste one of the old master's fine fat sheep." "No," said the Sultan, "I will be true to my master." However, the wolf thought he was in joke and came one night to get a dainty morsel. But Sultan had told his master what the wolf meant to do. So he laid wait for him behind the barn door. And when the wolf was busy looking out for a good fat sheep, he had a stout cudgel laid about his back that combed his locks for him finely. Then the wolf was very angry and called Sultan an old rogue and swore he would have his revenge. So the next morning the wolf sent the boar to challenge Sultan to come.